Father, as we just take a moment again before we open up your word, ask that our hearts would be ready to receive it, that we would be sensitive to the things that you're trying to accomplish in our lives, sensitive to the things that you've been speaking to our hearts, that we would have the mind and eyes of Christ when it concerns spiritual things. Lord God, that as we move into this new year, you would accomplish so much more than what we can even imagine. As we build the kingdom, as we strengthen our families, and as we have a desire to walk deeper with you than we did before. May you accomplish that in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Happy New Year, everyone. I plan to start a new series starting next week, and I'm entitling it Life Pitfalls and Discoveries. And what I hope to accomplish in several weeks is looking at some of the things that cause us to stumble. Those would be the pitfalls and some of the discoveries. Now, don't get me wrong. Your car not starting or, you know, something like that is not a pitfall. That's an inconvenience. What I'm talking about is, when I say a pitfall, is things that cause you to stumble in your walk with God, things that would take you off path. So what I hope to do is look at really one pitfall and one discovery for several weeks. And when I say a discovery, it's the same kind. It's like I said a couple of weeks ago, it's not like finding something in your garage that you lost several months ago, but a discovery is something that enhanced your life, something that made your life better. So we'll be starting that. I hope you're a part of that. I hope that it's beneficial. I struggle every year whether I'm going to do a New Year's message. But you know what? Every year when I get to this point, most years, it gets that sometimes I just think we need a jump start. We know what all entails of going, you know, into the new year. You're bringing baggage and all these other things. But you know, when you say Happy New Year, do you understand really what you're saying to somebody? You're really telling them that you hope this year is better than the last year, right? I mean, isn't that your thought when you say have a Happy New Year? It's looking at their life and looking at your life. You're hoping that whatever's going on in their life that's negative would be stopped, their problems are behind them, and that blessings would come into their future, right? I mean, that's really what you're looking at when you say that. And really, every year, people stay up later than they probably should, hoping that somehow they were going to get a glimpse of a better year. And last night, you could have been at, you know, watching the TV with Times Square. You can watch the strawberry drop. You can watch a pickle drop. You can watch a sausage drop. I mean, you just depending on where you're going is what's going to fall out of the sky at midnight. If you looked at some of the other things that are going on, I noticed a watermelon drop in Indiana, a pine cone drop in Arizona, a beach ball drop in Florida, a peach drop in Georgia, and a big piece of cheese from Wisconsin. I mean, you can go wherever you want and you can find something that's going to really do away with the old and bring in the new. And the truth is, the bottom line is that we're hoping that some kind of hope and all the negativity, it is going to be gone, and some kind of an expectation that the new year is going to be better. Bill Vaughn says this, I love this. He says, "Optimists stay up to midnight to see the new year in. Pessimists stay up to make sure the old one goes out." And I do. I like that. I think every one of us has to evaluate the new year coming in. So when I say that we're on the first step of the new year, January 1st, I mean that because I believe we control our destiny on a lot of things and how we're going to act and, you know, whether we're going to correct a relationship, whether we're going to go deeper with God, whether we're going to take a chance to change jobs or all these different things that come on in our life. Really is about seeking God enough to find out where He has us, what He wants us to do. And really, each one of us today, if you haven't done it already, each one of us today really has to look at, what do you want to happen in 2017? Everybody says they want stuff different, but have you ever sat down and said, what you want to change? What do you want to see happen in 2017? God tells us that we need to be specific on something. So what are you wanting to see happen in 2017? And then I kind of have another list. What needs to change? You know, what do you want to see happen? That could be one thing, but what needs to change? What has to change, or else you'll head down that same path that you didn't like? The Apostle Paul, in several scriptures, and I'm going to read them here in a minute, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 talks about a ministry of reconciliation, but it really is about our life in Christ. And then in Philippians chapter 3. So hopefully you've already got your finger there. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, starting at verse 11, reading to 17. Paul speaking to the church. Since then we know what it is to fear the Lord, we try to persuade others. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us, so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, as some say, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live shall no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. Then if you turn over to Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, Paul again talking about being in the flesh or in the spirit, he's saying this about that. He says, not that I've already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize to which God has called me heavenlyward in Christ Jesus. Now, the Apostle Paul here is telling us that if we're in Christ, the old nature should be gone, or in the process of being gone, and that a new nature is moving in. There's a transformation that is taking place. He tells us in this verse that all of this that's going on is from God, that God reconciles us first to himself and then desires for us to reconcile our differences between believers and family and all of that. And then he's telling us that we're actually ambassadors. We're leaders. We're those that should be making an impact in people's lives. And then he talks about attitude. And my question to you is, what's your attitude towards this new year? Are you looking with the mind of an unbeliever that has no hope? Or are you looking as a believer in Christ that 2017 is going to be a great year, that God is going to do some things in your life, that he's going to use you to make an impact in someone else's life? And every year, God offers us this new beginning, so to speak, because of a new year. But he offers every day the new creation, the new hope, the new adventure to journey with him, and that we need to put ourselves in a position to receive these things from the Lord. Most people look forward to a new year and a new start, but they carry the same old habits into the new year and do the same old thing and then get mad at God that nothing changes. And that's why I'm saying you're on the first step today, and you need to be looking ahead and you need to be making a decision, but you also need to be sensitive to what God is saying. If he's telling you to make changes and you don't, you can't blame God for that. If God is telling you some things that he's working on in your life and you refuse to allow him to do it, when you get to the end of the year again and you're in the same spot, you can't blame God. Illustration, a wife came into the bathroom to see her husband standing on the scale, and he's sucking his stomach in, and she says, "That's not going to do you any good." He says, "Yes, it is. It's the only way that I can read the scale." See, we make these resolutions that we're going to quit things and start things, and we're going to, you know, do this and say this, and really, a resolution, unless it has commitment behind it, is often broken. You know, you have good intentions. Today you lay out this list. I'm going to do this, do that, stop this. And usually by the end of the month, you're discouraged. And whatever it is, you're not doing it anymore. Little boy asked his mother, or asked his father, what's your New Year's resolution? And he says, "I'm going to do everything possible this year to make your mother happy." Little boy then asked his mother the same question. She said, "My answer to that is to do everything possible to make sure your father keeps his resolution." If you do not believe anything will change in 2017, nothing will change. Do you hear me? If you don't come with an attitude that there is going to be a change, you won't see it. If you do nothing, nothing will happen. You're not going to see a difference. And let me tell you, if I need to remind you this morning that you need God in your life, you're already off to a bad start. And I'm just being honest. If you really need a reminder that you need God more in your life, and you need to be going deeper, and you want to be sensitive to the things that God is saying, if you have to be reminded of that, I'm telling you, you're off to a bad start, and you need to really seek the Lord on that. If you're trying to fix yourself, or if you're sitting there this morning and your whole 2017 is to fix someone else or find someone to blame for the things that are going wrong, you're in trouble. You are off to the races. 2017 is going to only have purpose if you're looking at it as God making the changes, as God intervening in people's lives. The bottom line is you need to want a new life. You need to want God to do these things in your life. If you're looking for joy in this life, you're going to be disappointed. You're looking in the wrong place. If you're looking for joy, with material things, at best it's circumstantial and it won't last. If every day you listen to the news, and sometimes I want to throw my shoe at the TV, If you're listening to the news and you're looking for peace and you think it's going to come from one of the leaders, you're mistaken. Peace comes from God. And it's not based on circumstances. And it's not based on not having trouble. See, here's the thing. We think God is blessing us because and only if we have no troubles. That's not peace. It's not based upon not having trouble. It's based upon a relationship. Looking for hope is because we know the end of the story. We know this is not all there is, and we try to make an impact. We were searching for God's wisdom. We're searching for his strength. We're trying to journey and take as many people with us as we can. Say amen to that. And determined. And that's my prayer for the church, our church. You know, the whole church, but our church, as pastor of this church, is that we get sensitive that we don't want to see any warriors laying on the side of the road and we leave them there. That we want to help. Attitude is a whole sermon in itself. But without attitude change, you won't see the changes that are needed. You know, so if you really wanted to dig in on the scripture, that, you know, if anyone's in Christ, it says he or she is a new creation. And the key word here is in Christ. He doesn't say anybody that just knows of God. He's saying that we need to be in Christ. Those that are in Christ, having an intimate and a relationship that is close to the Lord. A relationship that understands that because of his death, burial, and resurrection, that because he was resurrected, that we will be resurrected. Because he had new life, we can have new life. The problem is most people know of Christ, but they're not willing to be in Christ. One is according to the flesh and one is according to the spirit. One, you will suffer greatly in doing it in your own way, and one, God will help you each and every way. One is in humanity of Adam, and one is in Christ. We should be leaving some of the things that we know to leave, some of the old things that we know we need to let go of, some of the things that have beat us up, and we know that God is trying to take them out of our life or make changes. We need to let go of those. We need to make those redemptive changes that God wants to make in us. When we're praying, we need to ask God to take those things that are harmful away from us. You know what I want to see left? God's love, more the image of Christ. What I want to see go in people's lives? Resentment, worry, being beat up by failures, by unforgiveness. Churches would be full if people could just forgive. Do you understand that? Churches would be full if people could forgive. One that suffers from unforgiveness the most is us, but yet we don't realize it. People don't realize it. They are so filled with unforgiveness that they can't even remember why they don't forgive the person. They just knew it was a good reason and miss out. Hurts need to be given to the Lord, not carried on. So if you're here this morning, hopefully the first thing that you did not bring with you is some of those hurts that would cause you to stumble, that you're going to be determined that with God's help, you're not going to carry these things into the new year. You're not going to carry worry into the new year. You're going to allow God to do some positive things. You're going to realize that 90% of the things that we worry about never happen, yet that we spend all of these times worrying about. The two things that should be on your mind is that you need to make some changes, and you're praying that God will show you and help you to make those changes, and that because we're in Christ, we're not failures. So I don't know, maybe 2016 was great for you and you need to take advantage of those positives and move them into 17. Maybe for you some things are not, and you consider that would be a failure. But I'm telling you, in Christ we're not failures. Learn from those things and move on. I believe that the only way we could be a failure is if you stay laid down and you don't try again. If we're in Christ, we're not failures. No matter how many setbacks, Christ can put us back on our feet. Christ can put you on the right path. Ephesians 6 tells us, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that we can take your stand against the devil's schemes. A lot of times people think, oh, that's the verse we always use with kids, you know, and we show the armor and we do all these different things. That's a spiritual principle that can change your life if you would allow God to allow you to put on the full armor of God and approach some of these things in the protection of the Lord and the strength of the Lord and the wisdom of the Lord. Change the things that you know to change and trust God in the unavoidable times that you're going through and the times that you don't have answers. Ephesians 5:15, be careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. Whether you're doing things in your own strength or God's strength will determine how well 2017 is. Do you hear me this morning? I mean that with all my heart. If you're trying to do things in your own strength, you are limited to how far you're going to go. My question back to you is, what part do you play? Change the things you can change. Make the changes that God has already shown you. And trust God to help you in the other circumstances, in the other situations. Do not be foolish, the word says, but understand what the Lord's will is. If you know of Christ and you're not in Christ, you're not able to work in the strength and power of God. My question to you is this also. What do you think God's will is for your life? Do you think worrying about everything is God's will? Do you think saturating your mind with negative thoughts is what God wants for you for going into this new year? Do you think that having anxiety attacks on things that you cannot control is what God desires to have you fill your mind with? Or do you think he wants you to trust him and allow him to show you? Put God first. Let God be a part of the decision-making. How many of you would like to see something happen in 2017? Let me just see your hands. How many would really want something to change in 2017? And then my next question, you don't have to put your hand up anymore, is this. Do you have the right attitude for it to happen? Are you being sensitive to God to make it happen? Are you willing to change the things that you know you need to change and willing to let God change the things that are not yet changed? I'll close with this thought. Let me give you a couple scenarios. What if you lived every moment as though God was all around you? What if you lived as though nothing could happen to you that God could not take care of? What if you lived as though you already had one foot in heaven and that heaven was, in fact, all around you? What if you really lived with the belief that your sins are forgiven? What if you really believed that God gave you power to do impossible things in yourself? How would that change 2017? It would change it tremendously. How different would your life be? So in a moment, we're just going to pray. And here, that is my prayer for you guys, for myself too. That as we move into this new year, that it's in the strength of the Lord, that we're willing to change the things we need to change, that we'd be more sensitive to the things that God is already telling us, that we would make God a priority and not an afterthought, and not the one that we come to when we're in a jam and only when we're in a jam. But we would trust God to make a difference. And that, I'm telling you, our lives would be different. 2018, 17, 20, no matter what, would be different. You say amen to that? Father, we thank you this morning and then as we do, as we take a moment, and there are some things from 16, Lord God, we don't desire to pick up. In fact, if we could throw it into the sea of forgetfulness, we would. But there's also other things, Lord God, that we know that you're trying to speak to us about. And those things, sometimes you just keep tugging at us, and we keep putting it off. And Lord God, truth is that until we embrace those changes that you want to make, we're going to see the same things happen in this new year. Lord God, I'm praying specifically for those that have had a tough year, and there are some things that need to change, and those things that are out of their control, Lord God, that's where I hope that you would intervene. That's where I pray that you would do the impossible, that you would do according to your word that is much more imaginable than we can even comprehend. Pray, Lord God, as a body of believers, that we would love this community that you've set this church right down in the middle of. Pray that your anointing would be upon everything that we do as a congregation. And Lord God, as each one of us are out and about in our community, may they sense something different about us that would draw them closer to you. I pray that you would minister to those that are have lost loved ones this past year. I pray that you would give them the peace, really, that the only peace that would comfort in their time of need, Lord God. And as we move forward, I pray as leaders, and Lord God, as we continue to really find and work out our mission for this community, that we would raise up leaders to take their positions. Lord God, that you would accomplish all that you need to and want to in our lives. And we'll give you honor and we'll give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.